with a brunch on Sunday. For 17 years, Silver Creek has been bringing to the table freshly baked artisan breads, prime steaks and chops, fresh fish and pasta dishes, and delightful pastries made by Silver Creek's Swiss pastry chef.
It's 6:30 now, and in 5 minutes, meteorologist Ed Kieser has a beautiful forecast for the Labor Day weekend. But first, AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bosser.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Talk show host Oprah Winfrey says she cried so hard during Barack Obama's acceptance speech at the Democratic National Convention last night that her eyelashes fell off. Winfrey has been a longtime supporter of Obama's. She compared his speech to the words of Martin Luther King Jr., Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and Abraham Lincoln. William McNary was one of 80,000 people at Invesco Field in Denver to hear Obama's acceptance speech. McNary is co-director of Citizens Actions Illinois and an Illinois delegate to the Democratic National Convention. McNary says that as an African-American, he would be very proud if Obama were elected. He says that pride should be felt by other minorities as well. McNary says many people have talked about Obama's rise as a fulfillment of Martin Luther King's dream. He views it as more.
When this country was first started, the only ones that could vote were white men with property. And we had to expand the boundaries of democracy to include women and people of color and religious minorities. Who would have thought that we would have expanded the boundaries of democracy so wide that someone like Barack Obama, an African American, could run and win? So Barack Obama is not just the culmination of King's dream, he's the culmination of the American dream.
McNary says Illinois produced a good Republican president in Abraham Lincoln who freed the slaves. He says it would be ironic if Illinois now produces a Democratic president, Obama, who is the beneficiary of that freedom. 11 state parks and 13 historic sites will close in Illinois this fall as part of a round of layoffs triggered by the governor's mandatory veto of the General Assembly's budget plan. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
The list reaches into east central Illinois, naming Weldon Springs, Wolf Creek, and Kickapoo State Parks for closure, along with the David Davis Mansion, Bryant Cottage, and Lincoln Log Cabin historic sites. The closings are due to the layoffs announced yesterday of 73 historic preservation and natural resources employees. State Senator Mike Frerich's district includes Kickapoo State Park in Vermilion County, set to close November 1st. The Champaign Democrat says shutting down the park will hurt.
The closing of Kickapoo is going to be very detrimental, and I'm going to be calling IDOT employees and legislative liaisons today to see what they can tell me, what kind of guarantees they can give me. I'm interested in hearing what the governor's rationale for doing this is. This seems like something just done to produce anger from constituents.
Frerich spoke Thursday from the Democratic National Convention in Denver, where Governor Blagojevich had hugged his longtime budget adversary, Illinois House Speaker Mike Madigan, the day before. But Frerich says the timing of the park closing announcement shows the governor is not interested in working with lawmakers on a budget solution. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
The layoffs at state parks and historic sites is part of a larger round of layoffs announced yesterday that also affects the state departments of Human Services and Children and Family Services. A total of 454 state workers face layoffs or job transfers. The next contract talks between Champaign School District and a teachers union will be done with a federal mediator, but a union representative assures that negotiations are not at an impasse or contentious. Illinois Federation of Teachers spokesman John Nadler does say the pace of those meetings that started in May have slowed down considerably. He says the parties are still apart on some issues, and most notably salary. The union's three-year contract expired June 30th. Nadler says both sides want to avoid what occurred in 2005, when a settlement wasn't reached until well into the school year, just before union leaders were authorized to go on strike.
3 years ago when we negotiated, I think it was the last week of October that we settled, universities, some of their contracts have taken a long time, and we don't want to be in that kind of position. You know, I can't comment about the universities. I mean, I'm not associated with that, but, you know, the situation with us, we don't want that to drag out.
Adler says negotiations with the mediator have yet to be set, and when they are, it may take a few days to meet everyone's schedule. He also says informal meetings with union members will be held in the next few days, updating Unit 4 teachers on the progress of scheduling those talks. Bradley University is requiring faculty and staff to keep their cell phones turned on and ready during classes in the name of student safety. Bradley President Joanne Glasser said in an email to employees and students that all faculty and staff should either have their cell phones on during class or designate a student to keep theirs handy. She says that the new policy will allow campus and community to get text messages from the university in case of an emergency. It's a system already in place on other campuses, including the U of I. Glasser noted that the campus shootings at Virginia Tech and Northern Illinois University are examples of incidents that can happen that students need to be notified of quickly. The messaging system, which was adopted by Bradley last year, has been used only once when heavy snow canceled classes. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your Jerry's IGA stores on Kirby Avenue in Champaign, in Sullivan, and Maggio's IGA in Tolono. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
At 6:35, meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Well, pleasant weather for us through the Labor Day weekend. We did get a little of that much-needed rain.
Yeah, we did indeed. And as far as how much rain that fell, I'll have an official total for you next hour.
Okay.
As we do our 7 a.m. measurement, I'll have to go out and now that the light, it's getting light out there and we can actually see the rain gauge.
Well, I'm sure we didn't completely catch up, but I do have to mow the lawn this weekend, though.
Yeah, well, catch up on August rainfall, certainly not, because we were more than 4 inches.